Small models, big claims. The AI efficiency frontier shifts again. The AI stories on Tuesday clustered around a single provocative question: how much reasoning capability can be packed into a model small enough to run on consumer hardware? VibeThinker, a 3 billion parameter model whose paper appeared on ArcSciv, claimed benchmark performance that reportedly beats Claude Opus 4.5 on reasoning tasks. The training methodology combines supervised fine-tuning with group relative policy optimization, the GRPO technique gaining traction as an alternative to PPO for reasoning alignment, and the Hacker News thread's 91 comments focused heavily on what that benchmark claim actually means. The skeptical reading, well represented in the thread, is that VibeThinker has been aggressively tuned on benchmark-adjacent data, inflating scores without improving underlying general-purpose reasoning. The optimistic reading holds that GRPO's approach, essentially teaching a model to rank its own outputs by quality, instills more robust reasoning rather than mere benchmark exploitation. Without broader evaluation in unconstrained settings, both interpretations remain live. GLM 5.2, a model in the 6 to 9 billion parameter range from Chinese AI lab Jipu AI, offered a parallel data point. Running locally through Unsloth's quantization and optimization tooling, it scored 419 points and 183 comments, reflecting genuine community interest in local inference for its privacy, cost, and autonomy benefits. Mebius, a 200 million parameter image inpainting model from Huawei's research group at HUST, claimed performance comparable to models in the 10 billion parameter range, apparently through a novel diffusion architecture that focuses model capacity on the specific structure of inpainting tasks rather than general image generation. OpenAI's Daybreak initiative, branded as GPT 5.5 Cyber and positioned as a tool for vulnerability identification, malicious code analysis, and defensive security operations, earned 124 points and 64 comments, with the discussion predictably splitting between those excited about AI-assisted defense and those concerned about dual-use risk. The security research community has a consistent track record of finding ways around prior models' offensive use restrictions, and commenters noted that a model effective at finding vulnerabilities is structurally also capable of assisting in exploiting them.